Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in a study of 1 John chapter 5, we were talking about people that tried to compare fundamentalists to Pharisees. Let's start right there today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
I had a man some time ago that was working for us, and one day he just said to me, "You know what?" And he went to one of those universities. "I would not enter a church that if it said King James Version on its sign out front." He went on to tell me he doesn't smoke, but he sees nothing wrong with smoking. He doesn't think it would be any worse than drinking a cup of coffee. Well, I told him I don't like the taste of coffee, so he wouldn't have an argument with me, but I've never seen anybody dying from coughing from drinking their coffee like they die from puffing on their cigarettes. I don't see them up half the night coughing from coffee like they do from cigarette. But that's what he told me. Of course, he's also no longer with us. He was dispatched not long after that, may I say that. Now, is it not interesting that those Pharisees teamed up with the Sadducees against Jesus? I find that very interesting. The Pharisees, oh, they had all this stuff on the law, and because of their rabbinical writings and their oral traditions, they all of a sudden had their own truth that many times tried to reverse what the Word of God had to say. And so, with those traditions and rabbinical writings, they became stronger than the Word itself. On the other hand, the Sadducees, they didn't believe in a resurrection like the Pharisees did. The Sadducees were very liberal in that respect. So, Jesus didn't look at, and let me just straighten this up. People look at fundamentalists because the standards they have as Pharisaical. That is a lie out of hell. And the devil does want you to believe that. Satan wants you to believe that very strongly. What I want you to understand is this. The Pharisees tried to amend the Ten Commandments we said earlier. They attacked Jesus about his disciples getting something to eat as they walked through the field on the Sabbath. And they were trying to change that. And their various oral traditions, as well as their rabbinic writings, were replacing the Word of God. Now look, new evangelicals, liberals, want to change the Bible. Fundamentalists stick to the Word of God. Do you remember when Jesus would answer, "It is written"? He said that to the devil. When the Pharisees questioned him in the book of Matthew there, he says, "It is written in the law." And so, Jesus stuck to the Word of God. So, if you want to call somebody a legalist, I guess you have to call Jesus Christ a legalist who knows nothing about grace. You see, folks, when you really put their theory to the fire of the Word of God, their theories burn up so very quickly. So I just want you to know that these who reject this King James Bible do it on the authority of all this stuff that they've been taught, they've accepted. Why would those professors lie to me? Maybe they're not doing it on purpose, because they've been hearing that for about 100 years now, and so one passed on to another, so without question, they just accept it. So understand, if anybody is close to the Pharisees, it's the new evangelicals, it's the universities that reject this King James Bible. And so I just wanted to make that clear so that you understand it, that you are not deceived by those people. Now, the very wording of verse 9 shows that men will despise the gospel. And that begins by getting religious men in positions in Christian colleges that support different versions that will also support Calvinism, contemporary Christian music, and I really call it, because I think that's a wrong label, I think instead of CCM, we should call it RRM, religious rock music. And they'll work hard to reach your young people in order to change the next generation. Now, that's happening in our colleges politically. This country is on the verge of socialism because for about 50 years now, or longer really than that, socialism has been pushed so strong to colleges, political correctness. You've got people with doctorates in their, after their name, with letters after their name, with heads filled with mush. Now, Jude 4 states it best. They creep in unawares, parading as fundamentalists. They aren't. But boy, I tell you what, they'll act like they're one of you, but they'll try to disciple people one-on-one. And so, just like Jude 4 says, they creep in unawares, they're sneaking in, making you think they're one thing when they're really not you. And that should tell you right there, somebody that does that lacks ethics. If you've got to lie or deceive for your stand on the Word of God, then your stand is lacking greatly and your stand is wrong. I've talked to several churches now that have called and said, we got a preacher in, and we asked him, you know, was he Calvinist? How he stood on Calvinism? And they've answered us this way. And case after case comes that way. And they'll say, they said, look, if you call me to be your pastor, we will be the most missionary-minded church in this state. Oh, boy, that sounds good. You know what? He avoided the answer to the question. Turned out he was Calvinist. Just saying we're the most missionary-minded, he didn't have to answer whether or not he's a Calvinist. They turned out being Calvinist. But there are those that teach them to answer that way. That's how they have infiltrated colleges, Baptist churches, and so many more. Because their truth lacks the strength of the Spirit of God, so they've got to lie and deceive because the Word of God has to be twisted and wrested in order to back up whatever it is they're saying. If you're going to take your child to a fundamental Christian college, make sure you ask them first about their Bible stand and Calvinism. And if they say, well, we only use the King James Bible in our classes, ask them, well, where do you stand on the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic text? Do you accept that text, or do you accept or include the corrupted text of the critical text? They call it the critical text. And if they say, well, you know, we recognize both, don't send your kids there. They're going to mess up their mind. They're going to mess up their minds. We have in our church, we have what we call the FBI, Faith Bible Institute, and we ordered out of Louisiana, does a very good job, Dr. John Yates, and he teaches all 66 books of the Bible in a 3-year period and in every major doctrine. They meet once a week for 3 hours to go through it, and they get a Bible diploma to end. It has Bible college credit going forth, but I like getting our people in those things, and it's been good. And in a 3-year course, one night a week, I think it's 18 times in one semester and 17 nights in another semester. And boy, I'd like to see more churches doing things like that. But I'm saying about putting these kids in colleges and they have that. They don't stand on the right Bible or Calvinism. They'll say, well, you know, we have some Calvinists here, but we don't push it. If they know they have Calvinists there, they've got Calvinism in it, your child's mind is no match for somebody with a PhD who can use various terms of logic and give them false information to make them think they're right. So I'd say, son or daughter, if you feel like that's where you want to go, go ahead. If you feel like God wants you there, but I'm not going to put God's money to go to that stinking place. And I think the stinking place is a good way to say it when they corrupt the Word of God. So I will not take that back. Now, don't throw away hard-earned money to the devil's corrupting influence on your child. So, be wise in the distribution of the money that you have. Certainly, don't use it in any way to help Satan. Don't use it in any way to promote the flesh over the spirit. Now, men have, since the ascension of Christ, tried to say that he was only an angel, a prophet, a good man, but not God come in the flesh. I have a guide in Israel that I've used on several occasions when I go over there and lead a trip over there, and to he'll usually give the things of historical and customs, and then I'll teach the Word of God at a place. But he believes Psalms 22, that's Jesus in the cross. Isaiah 53, he says, this guy has to be foolish not to believe that's Jesus. What he has a problem with is believing that Jesus is Emmanuel, that is God come in the flesh, God with us. He has a hard time, and he won't accept that. So he's not saved. The veil is still over his eyes. And so I'm just saying is that men do not want to recognize Jesus as God come in the flesh. But notice in the Old Testament, in Proverbs chapter 30, verses 4 through 6, and listen closely. Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. You see, his witness is greater of the Son and of salvation even in that day. Now, how can this book, the Word of God, this King James Bible, be in error if only through its instruction one receives Jesus Christ as Savior? You say, preacher, I don't understand what you mean by that. Well, 1 Peter.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my